Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Francesco Marsiliano is the writer of the comic strip Sally Forth and has just published a book of poems. No, nothing to do with the comic strip. It is a voice of cats that are revealed in his collection of poems, I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Francesco Marsiliano to Cincinnati Edition. Good morning, Francesco.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I have to say, as a longtime resident with cats, I found great insight and great laughs in your collection, I Could Pee on This. Was this something that you had been putting together for a while, or was it just an inspiration you decided to sit down and try to explore all facets of the cat's desires?
Well, I have lived with cats most of my life. I grew up with a cat. My parents would occasionally feed feral cats. I think it was up to 12 at one point, which is, I'm sure, a number none of our neighbors ever discussed.
Yes.
And I had two cats. I got two right after college, and I had them for 17 years. So I've been surrounded by cats, although that phrase in and of itself sounds like I'm the crazy cat woman from Simpsons.
Yes.
But no, I've always been around cats, and I wrote these partly because one of my cats, my last cat, passed away 2 years ago. And, you know, you do reflect on the time that you have with your pet. And I started writing one or two little poems, and they actually appear in the book. And I posted them online, and they got a good response. And then I posted a few more. And then I decided to cobble them together and send them to my agent. And luck would have it, someone was crazy enough to decide, all right, why not? Let's put them in a book.
And so the title, I Could Pee on This, just to gain attention, or actually I know from the three cats that live in my house right now, that's what they practice on a regular basis.
Really, anyone who's had a cat for any period of time will look at that title, hopefully will look at that title and go, I know where that's coming from. I mean, yes, it does certainly make it stand out a little bit, but the title was very much true to the nature of the pet. I wanted to do a collection of poems that hopefully, you know, were funny, but also true to what you know a pet. I didn't want it to be, okay, it's all very cutesy, little huggable book. And, you know, I love cats, and anyone who's ever had cats, they're beautiful, you know, loving, incredible, infuriating, bizarre, adorable, and, you know, you want to capture all this. You know, I didn't want to go with a very cutesy title like Puffball, the poems.
Right.
It was very much anyone, I think, who has a cat, mostly I think anyone who has a pet, would look and go, I know where this is coming from, and then let out a long, exasperated sigh.
Well, I know that, you know, with the web and LOL cats, you know, cats are always a subject to humor and enjoyment. Did you ever fear that this would be taken the wrong way or that you would be seen as just capitalizing on the cuteness of cats?
Well, there's always that. I mean, admittedly, that wasn't my thought. I wasn't going and going, you know, how are they going to think I'm interpreting the cat? You know, the joke being the internet is 98% cat. You know, how I was doing that. I mean, admittedly, my thought was, gee, it'd be nice if someone bought this book. You know, so that was more or less the first hurdle, before anything else. Cats lend themselves, I think, a lot to humor because, you know, whereas dogs, and I love dogs as well, dogs are very much always they're always expressing themselves. They're always trying to tell you what they're thinking. And cats very much are reserved in a way, not as much as reserved I think other people think, but you're always trying to figure out what they're thinking. And I think because they try to maintain such a dignified manner most of the time, that when they do something absolutely ridiculous, it's hilarious. You know, it's sort of like the old Marx Brothers films where I think it was Margaret Dumont or something, you know, the upper crust, you know, echelon person would get the pie in the face, and it was hilarious only because they were trying to remain dignified. That's what cats are. So I think when they do something wacky, people, there's just something about it that is absolutely humorous. Maybe that's why cats are everywhere, but for me it was like, I know cats, and this seemed only natural for me.
Well, the Denver Post says, you have given voice to cats' every desire, their every conflict, their every epiphany. And I was very surprised that you did seem to cover the bases in with these poems, because it does look at all aspects of a cat and cat quirks, if you may, and you really didn't leave anything out. It's a very studied study, you know.
Thank you very much. And I tried, and it would basically, I mean, I was lucky enough to have two great cats, and I just reflected on my time with them. And they said, you know, cats are absolutely loving creatures, and they're absolute little lunatics at times. And, you know, I think some people who don't have cats, they look at the pet and going, I don't understand. That pet sleeps 36 hours a day due to some temporal anomaly.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they have very rich, weird little lives, you know.
Well,
and I tried to capture that.
You break it into four categories: family, work, play, and existence. Did you start out with the categories, or did you just find writing these poems that they kind of fell into these categories?
I knew I was going to have to break it because I knew there'd have to be some structure to the book, but I more or less just wrote the poems. And then afterwards, I began to realize, okay, some were, you know, focusing more in this category, some were others. And then, you know, the existence one was sort of the catch-all. It's like, okay, this is what, you know, the thoughts supposedly the cat is having. But no, I mean, it's cats do have a life, that there are various things. And I assume, well, what would they consider to be work? I mean, what would be their job? You know, considering they're in the house most of the time.
And they sleep most of the time, too, yes.
It was certainly a fun way to spend the time writing these things.
Well, what has the reaction been to the book? Because I know here at the offices and in many places, people see it, pick it up, and go, oh, yeah, and you know, it disappears, and then it ends up on someone else's desk. What has been the reaction?
Well, that's the greatest thing to hear. Thank you very much. As far as I can tell, it's been very positive. I mean, it's gotten very, you know, very, very glowing reviews on Amazon. It's the sales have been great. If there are people who don't like it, I mean, I'm sure there always are people who don't like anything. I haven't come across it.
Even dog lovers?
Dog, yeah. Well, that's why I'm always stressing whenever I say this. Like, I grew up with a dog. I've actually had a couple dogs. I love dogs. And there's a dog version next year, so we'll all cover this. Everyone will be covered.
Okay.
You know, I'm just gonna. We'll keep doing this until 15 years down the line. It's poems by voles and hedgehogs for British gardeners. We're just gonna keep running this. No, it's one of the nicest things I actually saw is that someone wrote saying, "I can't believe this wasn't done already." And in a way, that's what you want to hear, because you want to hear that you did something that there was a market for, but no one had come by and put it there. And I'm not saying, ooh, me, genius. No, which is the phrase itself, me, genius, undermines everything I just said there.
True.
But, no, I didn't want to be like that. But it's nice to hear that, because, like, oh, okay, people wanted something like this. It wasn't there, and luckily I put it out there. You know, I've just been very fortunate, and the response has been very kind, and I could not be happier.
Has this spurred any other cats writing poems since you offered some up? Have you had other people offer you new and different poems by cats?
I actually haven't had that to a great degree. I mean, I posted these online, I would say March or February of last year, and it came out shortly after I had done this bit where I think we may all remember, as ridiculous as it was, early in 2011, Charlie Sheen had somewhat of an odd period of time at the beginning of that year. This will all connect somehow. And I took some of those quotes, and I put them with pictures of cats. Somehow, and then, you know, within 2 days, in like this period on my website, which, you know, it's just a regular webcomic website, suddenly got 1.5 million hits. At what that point, I was like, okay, people seem to like cats, or maybe people love Charlie Sheen and maybe a combo platter. But, and then it's like, okay, I love cats. Why don't I try to do more cat things? And that led to, you know, I always wanted to try this. And so that led to a few poems, and the reaction was great. But they may very well. I've seen some videos of people reading poems from the book, which has just been great. I mean, it's hilarious to see that, and it's very heartening. And I'm sure there are other cat poems out there. By no means am I going, I have created something. But I'm sure there are, and I'd love to see them. And if people have them, I'd love them to send them to me. That would be fantastic.
Francesco Marsiliano, whose new book is I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats, available where books are sold. You can find a link to the book and more about Francesco and his work on Sally Forth and other items on our website, wvxu.org. You can pick up the book and enjoy poems like This Is My Chair, Some of My Best Friends Are Dogs, and Who Is That on Your Lap? I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats by Francesco Marsiliano. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Francesco, and for the poems, too.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.